Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we warmly greet you and welcome you to the continued meditation and study of God's precious and His holy word. It is a wonderful thing that God takes so great trouble to bring before us His simple, pure gospel of salvation. And even when many, as in the case of the Galatians, this epistle which we are now studying, there were believers in our Savior who turned away from the simplicity and the purity of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that was preached to them by Paul. It was that simple, pure gospel that brought them salvation. Paul declared it, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. That men should pervert and corrupt that gospel is unfortunate. And even today we say it very carefully, but we say it very firmly. Even today there are men who by their preaching may be corrupting the simple gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of His grace. We go on in our study of the Galatian epistle, in the third chapter, and once again will we read part of our lesson that we had in a previous study, beginning in chapter 3 at verse 22, and reading through verse 24. For we desire to apply to our hearts, as well as to our conscience, the arguments of Paul concerning faith, in contrast to the law and its works. May God the Holy Spirit clearly illuminate us in relation to the pure, the simple, but the effective gospel of God's grace, given to Paul to preach to all the nations. It was a superior power for salvation, superior than all that pertained to the law of Moses. Here are the words of Galatians 3, 22 through 24. But the Scripture has concluded, all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under, we were guarded under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now let us comprehend the scriptural conclusion, which in verse 22 the Spirit of God reveals concerning you and concerning me. When he declares in that phrase, the Scripture hath concluded all under sin. What a condemning accusation. Not some of us under sin, but all of us under sin. Now can any person be accepted from this accusation? Absolutely none. The very law of Moses has condemned us all to be transgressors. The law can do nothing else but condemn us. Therefore we should realize why the law was given, as in the words that follow in this 22nd verse, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Do you realize, my radio friend, that the Spirit of God, in this one chapter 3 of Galatians, gives 8 references to the promise of God, from Galatians chapter 3 and verse 14 through verse 22, where we have just read. We have 7 promises, 7 references to this promise, and the additional one is in the closing verse of the chapter, verse 29. Now, why such an emphasis upon the promise? Again, my radio friends, it is emphasizing the superiority of God's gospel of grace over the law. It is the promise of God to give eternal life, a gratuitous gift of His love and of His grace. Not given because of works that we have done or that we can do. But as we have noted, and we note again the closing words of verse 22, this promise of life in Christ and through Christ is given to them who only believe. Now, I do not know whether you receive this fact, but you better, or you never will be saved. But it is given to them that believe, who accept it by faith. And if there is a negative fact that God has to hammer home to the stubborn minds and hearts of sinners, and especially to those who think they themselves are capable of meriting salvation from God on the ground of their efforts or their works, God has to hammer home to convince us that He has concluded every living human being as worthy of going to hell. That's God's conclusion. That's not my conclusion. And whatever may be your conclusion, it doesn't make a bit of difference. It's what God says about you and me that counts. And God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, as we have quoted Romans 3 and verse 23. And it makes no difference whether you and I have any different opinion than God has. You can say what you wish. God's decision is final. And the quicker that you and I may say, oh God, you were right. I am a hell-deserving sinner. I know I have sinned. I know that I deserve the punishment that the law prescribes. And the sooner we do that, the quicker we can be saved. For the moment I acknowledge I am the sinner and believe God promises eternal life through Christ alone and His finished work by faith, then I shall be saved. Now please note, it is because the law can never save me. I am shut up to faith. The faith which was about to be revealed in Christ, says Paul. The law kept me under its guard. It kept me under sin and condemnation. Christ came to rescue me and to deliver me from that sin and condemnation. To deliver me from the power of the law, from the bondage of the law, from the judgment of the law. In other words, under the law, I was just virtually locked up in prison. Neither could I break the bars that held me captive. Now, my beloved radio friend, let the word of God plainly declare to you, if you prefer to be kept under the law, you surely can consider yourself in jail, from which you will never escape until you call upon Christ Himself to deliver you. And if you want to enjoy the law, you have my permission. But I rather would that you take God's word for it, that it will keep you a prisoner. And the gospel declares, Christ desires to deliver you from that prison of the law, from its power, from its bondage, from its eternal sentence. And in order to deliver you, my radio friend, Christ bore the curse of the law that you and I have broken. The moment you and I, by faith, turn to Him and acknowledge, Christ hath redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. The moment I do that, the chains of the law will be snapped, and you and I will be free from the power and the curse we properly deserve. Please may I state, you never find salvation in the law. You would have to keep the law perfectly without ever sinning to obtain eternal life in that particular way. That you have not done. That you never will. That no man has ever done apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now please note as we come to the closing verse of 24 in our chapter, what God uses the law for. Please note it. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The law a schoolmaster? My beloved, may I state the meaning of this title? Not a pleasant, not a happy schoolmaster. A rigid one. A strong disciplinarian. One that if I fail to obey it, will punish me, will condemn me, will sentence me. For oh, my friend, the soul that sinneth, it shall die, says the law. And my beloved, that schoolmaster, the law, shows no mercy. How can the law show mercy? The only thing the law can show me is justice. And if you think you'll stand a good chance to be judged by law in the day of judgment, to be judged by the law before God, you'll get justice. But you'll never find mercy, it'll be too late. The law with its righteous, inflexible demands of holiness, and which definitely is unable to justify a sinner, God uses it to compel me as a guilty sinner and you as a guilty sinner to turn to Christ, through whom God in his infinite mercy and grace has provided as a gift, unmerited, the gift of salvation. The law is not weak, the law is strong. But the sinner is weak, and the sinner is unable to fulfill the holy law. But praise be God, through the gospel now, through the virtue of Christ's death, God will justify any sinner and every sinner who will come to him through Christ by faith. For the law was our schoolmaster unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. My radio friend, I wonder if you can sing the words of a hymn that say, O joy of the justified, joy of the free, I'm washed in that crimson tide, open for me. In Christ my Redeemer rejoicing I stand, and point to the print of the nails in his hands. Beloved radio friend, look at your crucified Savior, and say he loved me, and he gave himself for me. Father, bless and sanctify thine eternal truth for thy glory. Amen.